live. Hello, folks. Welcome to the broadcast here. My name is John Saxberg here, your host here at Revival Now. I want to talk to you today about the generational curse on a believer hoax. Yes, that's right. If you're of truth, you're truly a born-again believer, and you have truly accepted salvation, you do not have a generational curse. That is not a generational curse on your life, because I could prove it through the Word of God. That is a hoax. Once you become a born-again believer, I mean, I'm going to say this right now. There's pastors and there's preachers out there that use this bogus witchcraft, that they think that there's a demon, the demon and a devil under every bush, and they're using it to try to manipulate people, trying to get people to feel less than themselves and not walk with the confidence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Give them through the power of the Holy Spirit. You're hindering people. Stop. In the name of Jesus, stop. You're preaching some hoax. You're preaching heresy. You're not preaching sound doctrine. It needs to stop. I mean, I wouldn't be telling you the truth if I didn't love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't be telling the truth at all. I'd just sugarcoat it and then package it up as something nice and pretty. Okay, go with me to the book of Galatians. We'll start out. We're going to go into the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. I mean, this is serious stuff, folks. I mean, you're taking some brand new born-again believer who just got set free from everything that they were into, and they were just walked into the light of their salvation and the joy of their salvation, and here comes this religious demon of a person coming up, taking control of their life that they just got set free from, and they got liberated to the power of the Holy Spirit, and sending them right back into bondage. I mean, this stuff's got to stop in the church. These hoaxes and all this garbage that's been in there, it needs to go. Start with me in the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. And hold on for a second. I'm going to do something real fast here. I just noticed one of my camera lights is off. There, a lot better. Anyway, these hoaxes have got to stop. You're doing this to control people. This is not of God. The Holy Spirit is not a dominating person. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He does not sit there and intrude on your life. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He doesn't sit there and coerce. He doesn't manipulate things to make you feel like you're condemned. He does not condemn. A lot of these ministries that do this crap condemn people, and they think they're really winning people, and they're not. All you're doing is gathering people and fencing them off and putting them in some religious box. I mean, go with me anyway. Go with me to the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 13. And I'm going to start here. This is a newer translation of the Bible that I go by. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree. But so that in Jesus Christ, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith. He's saying this. The curse is no longer there. We're not under some atonement. I've seen this on Christian television, and I see preachers preaching this atonement. Get under the blood. Get it under the blood. Get it under the blood. No, when we become born again, we are washed in the blood. That sin is broken off your life. It's time to stop letting the things of this world control you, and stop letting religious people control you as well. This is a religious hoax. It's witchcraft. It is not of God. God doesn't manipulate. God doesn't coerce. God doesn't corral. He doesn't make you feel like you're less than yourself. He says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I mean, for who the Son sets free is free indeed. Let's go with me to the book of John. I mean, we're gonna go right into the scripture, and I'm gonna speak a little bit more. And then I gotta close with another final scripture here that's gonna seal the deal. Take a drink of my iced coffee. Everybody wanna take a sip break. I'm only saying this stuff because I love you and I want you to win. I don't want to see the devil beat you down. The devil's beat enough people down. And you know what the devil uses is religious people. Religious people full of idolatry, full of witchcraft, full of control, manipulation. They've never been fully born again. They've never understand the concept of being born again. They're born again. They're born again of some religious system and not of the Spirit of God. Because that's the work of the flesh is to want to control somebody. The Bible says we are born again of the Spirit. For those who are born again of the Spirit, or born of the Spirit and not of the flesh, and their flesh shall rule them not. You can't be allowing your flesh to take precedent of the Spirit of God. When you're trying to manipulate people and to trying to coerce people and trying to abuse people to where they feel like they're less than themselves, that they feel like they're always in defeat, so they have to keep coming back to you and come back to your ministry and keep supporting you and buy your books and bogus books and tapes and teachings. I mean, I'm serious. I've had enough. I've had enough of this crap. So is God. I mean, how stupid can you be and still breathe? This has got to stop. This is a bogus. This is an atrocity. Whoever brought this into church, the Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. You do not have any right to control any believer. You don't have any right to sit there and make and manipulate stuff. I'm serious. If you have a generational curse, you need to get on your knees before God and repent. You need to get on your knees before God and become born again and get saved. Because seriously, we're not, like we said, people, I hear, see these ministries go around and say, well, you need to get that under the blood. You need to get this under the blood. You need to get that under the blood. We're not under the blood. One, when Jesus died, it was the remission of sin. The remission means the debt is canceled. We have a canceled debt on our that we no longer have to pay for, because it was paid for 2,000 years on Calvary. This is not about some stupid ministry that you can build up and you can get people under your thumb. When God told me back in the ministry, I'm like, God, I don't care if it's just one or two people that follow me the rest of my life. As long as I see one get delivered from all his religious garbage and get set on fire for the Lord, I don't care. I'm not here to control and corral people or manipulate people. I'm here to get you built up so you can win, the race. Run this race and win. I mean, these ministries are beating people down. It's got to stop. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loved you. He loves you. God is a God of love. That is not love when you're sitting there using some religious bogus system to control somebody and to get them to think that they have to follow everything you're teaching and follow all this garbage that you're preaching and all this stuff that you're spewing out. whenever it's not even biblical. Go with me to the book of John chapter 9. John chapter 9. I mean, I'm serious. I'm on a roll with this. I'm done. I'm done seeing it. People can disown me if they want to. They can get angry at me if they want to. I'm preaching the word, the truth of the word of the living God. I'm not here. I'm not called to satisfy. I'm called to testify. This is all about testifying about the word of God. I'm not preaching some bogus religious hoax just to make people feel good or make some religious people, some religious idiot feel empowered. You don't like it? Too bad. It's time you get saved yourself. Make good use of that altar on Sunday. John chapter 9. I mean, sometimes you just gotta, as a believer, you just gotta stand up, put your foot down, and say enough is enough. It's time for people to walk free in Jesus' name. It's time to raise up believers to go out and win this lost and dying world and get out and preach in the highways and byways. All this religious garbage is nothing but let the church be a sitting duck. No wonder why this church is around in America or a sitting duck. Look at the garbage they're preaching. I mean, I'm serious. Look at the garbage they're preaching. No wonder why they're a sitting duck. No wonder nobody's coming to the altar. Heck, the devil don't even want to come to the altar. They're trying to blame the devil. They're blaming the devil on stuff that he was even responsible for. He's looking up at God's like, hey, I didn't do all that. I mean, come on, give me a break. You know? They talk about devils and demons more and curses and stuff and all this demonic activity more than Satanists do. They talk about it more than the Satanists do. I mean, it's funny. Satan is talking about Jesus all the time. They're more afraid of Jesus than they are of the devil. Somebody's got their wires crossed. Amen. John chapter 9. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. This Bible, I'm still getting used to it, but I love reading it. It keeps me from stuttering. Because I can't, the King James Version will wreck you. Trying to talk in that. It's like trying to read your Bible in tongues half the time. John chapter 9, verse 1. As he passed it by, he saw a man blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents? That he was born blind. Jesus answered him and said, what? It is not any of this. That this man has not sinned, nor his parents have sinned, but that the work of God Almighty be displayed in him. What? Jesus just basically gave it to him. It's about God displaying his glory. It's about God being the Son of God being glorified in him. We've got to get rid of this stupid idiot mindset that they must have been playing around when they gave birth to him. Were they really married? Oh, I don't know. Let's get on our telephones and let's start praying all these. Let's start casting all these pretentious strongholds and all this other bogus crap down. The devil ain't got as much power as what you give him. The devil doesn't have that much power at all. Too many believers are giving the devil credit for stuff that he has not even responsible for. I mean, it's stupid. Jesus totally whipped his rear end, his little candy rear end, all the way down into the pits of hell, chained him up, drug his monkey butt through the streets of hell, and made a fool out of him. Made an ever-living fool out of the devil. took the power away and gave us the keys to hell, death, and the grave through the salvation power of his blood. What more can you ask for than that? He's defeated. I see these idiots that put up these statues of Satan. I let people say, oh no, they're putting up the devil. Put up your stupid statue. It doesn't mean anything. It just shows you the sign of defeat. You worship defeat. I mean, Preacher Mike Arnold said it this way. Religion fears the devil. Christianity fears God. Preacher Mike Arnold was the head of one of the best motorcycle clubs, motorcycle ministry clubs known to man. I mean, the man, when he got saved, he had the pastor read him the entire Bible. The man got up, the preacher actually got up, went to the door and was getting ready to leave, and Preacher Mike pulled out a .44 and blew a hole right in the floor by his foot. Said, no, you're going to turn around, you're going to read me this Bible, and you're going to lead me to the Lord. The devil was probably trembling himself. I can imagine the look on the devil's face. Oh no, just don't let him down here. Whatever you do, don't let that man down here now. We're headed for, he's yours, God, take him. I don't want any part of him. He went home to be with the Lord 15, 16 years ago. But that man, he lived wholly for God. He put Jesus number one. Jesus was Lord to him. He was set free. He taught people to be set free. Stop worrying about the devil. The devil's a nobody. He's nothing but a punk. He thinks he's walking around. He used to say he thinks he's walking around like he's Leroy Brown's junkyard dog, but he's nothing but a little bitty chihuahua barking at you. That's exactly what the devil is. It's how much power he has. People stop giving the devil credit. I see these jackasses on Christian television teaching people this crap, and I want to rip them through the screen. I mean, they're gonna be responsible for the blood of the believers that they send back to hell. You've got to quit preaching this garbage. It's not doing anything. All it's doing is binding people up in more bondage. It's got to stop. I mean, people want to get angry with me and get ticked off at me, but the truth is the truth. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Keep preaching, sugarcoat this? Oh, go pet your generational curse, little Tommy's. Generational little Susie or little Tommy's generational curse is acting up today, so we gotta sugarcoat this thing and make them, you know, bring them into more bond. Give me a break. We're gonna send you some CDs. You send this CDs, and when you finish this CDs, wait a minute. Oh, there's some more things that's wrong in your life, and guess what? For an additional $65.95, we're gonna set you up with some more tapes and CDs and finish this book here, and then after you're done with that, guess what? We found some more stuff in you. See how the devil works in this thing? See how the enemy's working with this thing? See the manipulation and the witchcraft that's in behind this thing? It's got to be gotten rid of. Just one touch of his glory. Just one glimpse of his glory. Just one touch of his hand, and I will never be the same because God's spirit is flowing in my veins. People need to start singing that song again. Just one glimpse of his glory, just one touch of his hand, and I will never be the same, 'cause God's spirit is flowing through my veins. And I sing glory to the Father, Glory to the Son. It's that simple. When you become born again, that the curse is broken. That curse is no longer there. That generational thing that had you bound is cast back and sent back 1,000 generations. That means your family line's cleaned out. You've been set free through the blood of the Lamb. It's through the power of the blood. People act like the devil has more power than the devil has more power than the blood of Jesus. It's a mockery. This is a mockery. You're mocking God. You're mocking the Holy Spirit. You're mocking the presence of God. You're mocking God the Father for what He did for His Son 2,000 years ago on Calvary. People think that that cross is nothing but a pretty decoration. It was a murder weapon. It was something that an innocent man was beaten beyond recognition of a human being. It's not just some fancy decoration in a church. It's a dividing line. It's against heaven and hell, right from wrong. And what dripped down from that cross, from Emmanuel's veins, is the blood that set us free. That means we are no longer under the curse. That curse is no longer there. That debt is canceled. The curse of sin is broken. The curse of sin is broken. The curse, that generational curse that you all worship, is broken. You got to get over this thing. I mean, I'm serious. I wouldn't be coming on here just to babble on about something, but this is a problem. This has become a problem in the past, in the recent years. It has shut down the presence of God from flowing in the house of God. Because we're believing some bogus, useless bunch of witchcraft that some moron jackass preacher thought he was getting a theology degree out of a Cracker Jacks box. Instead, he was getting lick on tattoos. You got the wrong prize, bud. It's got to be broken off the body of Christ. The people in the church, people, if you're preaching this, stop. Read the Word of God for yourself. Stop manipulating Scripture to where it accommodates this behavior. I know people are probably getting mad at me right now, probably wanting to call the heretic hunters on me. But go ahead, the number's on the screen. Operators are standing by. It's called 1-800-876-5309. Call that number. Moving right along. Okay, come on, we're gonna get going with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. I mean, seriously. This is stupid. Let's sit there and preach this stuff like it's some biblical thing, and it's the furthest thing from the truth. You should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed. The curse is broken. It's broken. Say it's broken. I mean, typing in on the comment section. Say it's broken. The curse of sin is broken. It has no power over my life. I am a born-again believer. I am washed in the blood. I am under the remission of sin. That sin no longer exists. Jesus says, I cast that sin from the east as to the west. It's in a sea of forgetfulness. I mean, how much more can I emphasize on this thing? I mean, we've got to quit preaching this crap in our pulpits. That's not what that pulpit is for. That's not what the church house is for. That's not what ministry is for. Ministry is for setting the captives free and then training them up and raising them up to go out and preach to the highways and the byways and win the lost and dying world over to the Lord Jesus Christ and get them set free. And it goes on and on and on. It's that simple. Somebody's got something when they first get born again, cast that sucker out and start training them up. It's that simple. Cast it out, get them saved, and then move them on into ministry. Don't sit there and hold them in some stupid class. Run some classes, stupid retreats down their throats that don't even amount to a hill of beans. Forgot the name of my... Anyway. What are we going to do? What are we supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Sit there and pet this stuff? When it's not even the truth? We've got to start preaching the truth. People that don't put... Come all in me come unto me, draw unto me to those who labor and are heavy burden, with a heavy burden, and I'll give you rest, the Lord said. Jesus said, come and get, I'll give you rest. Rest in me, rest in my Holy Spirit. Let my Holy Spirit bring peace beyond understanding, joy unspeakable. It's an ever-flowing fountain. Get in that river, a river of peace. The river of mercy, the river of love. Not some box of bondage. Not some stupid religious box of bondage. I mean, Jesus never died for that. For that to happen in your life. He died so you can live in that eternal peace. That eternal presence with God. That one-on-one relationship. You can walk in the cool in the day like Adam and Eve did. When you become born again. I'm serious. I'm not preaching this to hear myself talk. I'm preaching this because it's the truth. I'm tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it because it's trying to be pushed on me. It's a joke. These ministries that do this are doing this because they want power. They're looking for power. They're looking for to play with people's heads. Second Corinthians 5:17, and I'm going to close out with this, and I'm going to close out with a prayer of salvation. It's the ministry of reconciliation, basically. You've been reconciled with God. When you become born again, you become reconciled with God. All things have passed away. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We are a new creation in Christ. That old man is dead. They're digging up too many graves, carrying around too many caskets. Put the casket back in the. Put the bones back in the casket. Put the casket back in the vault. Put the whole thing back down in the grave. Throw some dirt on it and walk away from it for good. It's not going to do you any good. It's like digging up your dead relative and trying to bring it to a family reunion. Here they are. Plump. Oh, here's Aunt Bertha. Say hi to everybody, Aunt Bertha. Clunk. Her arm falls off or an extremity falls off and this person has been dead for 200 years. You're trying to pick it up and carry it around, introduce it to everybody, and it's not doing you any good. That person's gone. The person's up with the Lord. That's not that person. It's their body. But they belong in the grave because we live in the present. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Amen. This is good. I mean, this thing's been cooking in me for a long time. And I finally had to say something. I understand people are going to get mad at me, but I don't care. Email me all you want. Because there's a delete button for it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old man has passed away. Behold, the new creation has come. All this from God through Christ reconciled himself unto us and gave us the ministry of reconciliation that is in Christ. God was reconciled the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors of Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore on behalf of Lord Jesus Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Can somebody give me a shout of praise? Can somebody give God a shout of praise? Come on, just give him a shout of praise for right now. He's worthy. Come on and worship him. Come on and worship him. That's right. Come on. You're listening to this broadcast and you're getting convicted of everything you've been going through in life. You've been living a life, there's been a divorce or a bankruptcy, or there's been something that's really rocked your world, turned you upside down. There's something that's been in you, that's going on for years and years and years. It's time to bring this thing and get this thing reconciled with God. I want you to bow your head and say this prayer with me. Dear Father God, I come to you in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to be forgiven of my sins and to be reconciled with you. Dear Father God, thank you for sending your Son to die on the cross for me so that my sins may be paid in full and that debt may be canceled. Dear Father God, I thank you that you said in your word that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that I may be saved. Holy Spirit, come and fill me, baptize me, use me, transform my life, and never let me be the same again. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. You are now reconciled with God. Welcome to the kingdom. It's that simple. Well, I'm going to get going here. I'm going to close this out. Thank you for watching. Thank you for joining me on this broadcast. This is the ministry of Revival Now International Revival International Media Ministries. For more information on this ministry, please email me at revivalistjfs3@gmail.com or call or text at 636-368-6490. God bless you and have a great day.